Well, basically, myself said, we need to do something about jobs in our area. We're not interested in rust bucket transfers, which is what the usual thing that state and local governments get themselves involved in. We're interested in new jobs, ones that are long-lasting. Also, we're interested in giving our kids the best opportunity. Now, the Ipswich region has a reputation for looking after itself because no one else cares. We don't get much attention from state government, no matter what colour it is. And we decided that we're going to give our kids the best opportunity. We're through the schools. We are providing each school with a free modem and free account, which enables our students in our region to have the largest encyclopedia known to humankind, plus the job opportunities. So that's what we're about, making sure that we've got an economy that's viable, that's booming, and that gives us the money to make sure that our traditional local government services are second to none.
Apart from the kids in the schools, how can other people in Ipswich access the Global InfoLinks project?
Well, it's very simple. We just take out a subscription. The cost you $85 a year. For it gives you newsgroup, email services, access to internet, World Wide Web. It's a very competitive price. In fact, it's the best price in the country, and we're finding a lot of people who have other commercial email services are switching over to ours. Of course, we service Southeast Queensland in the 07 area code, and so our sales are going very well. We're very pleased. They're exceeding our expectations at this stage, and so it's not only people in the city can be part of our city web, but people in Southeast Queensland, or anyone for that matter, anywhere in the country.
You mentioned the internet is one of the things available through Global InfoLinks. What about more standard things? Are there other sorts of benefits for people being part of the Global InfoLinks project?
Yes, you get the email service, and access to news groups, the World Wide Web, and they're very powerful services, and their price is very competitive, as I mentioned before, and that's what's so attractive to it. Plus the services into the school. Now, also, we're about to launch our Stage 2, which is our special electronic services, our marketing, where we're using computerisation to market, developing up electronic brochures, books, promotions, and we've got people working here who are leaders in this country in using computerisation for marketing. And that's got enormous potential. Already, our statistics are showing us that we're getting up to 2,500-3,000 people a day accessing our webs, many of those from overseas. So what we're basically doing is exporting Ipswich to the world, or bringing the world to Ipswich, whichever way you want to look at it, depending on who's talking to who on the web. So it's exciting prospects. The business community here is really humming with the anticipation of being able to sell its products, whether they be the big businesses like the manufacturers I mentioned before, or your one-man operation. We have, for example, we've got a railway worker here who was made redundant. He took his hobby of making fishing lures into a business operation, and he just can't wait for Stage 2 to be put online so that he can market through internet our special electronic services to the world, so that he can sell his lures all over the world, made here by himself in Ipswich.
What about other sorts of council services? Will people be able to do things like pay their rates or look up what books are in the local library on this service eventually?
Yes, that's right. And also other government agencies, for example, the Department of Primary Industries, Commonwealth Employment Service, a whole range of government agencies. For example, if you're unemployed and looking for another job, you'll be able to access in real time at community facilities or through your own system at home or in a school library jobs, rather than having to go down to your local CES office. If you want to get the latest information, if you're on the land or somehow involved in primary industries, that can be available on the internet. We're developing up sporting webs so that people who are mad keen sports people, everything, the almanac, the electronic almanac, you might say, on sports. So it's exciting prospects, and because you can have the ability to store images, voice, music, movies, and transmit them through our web, it's a very exciting prospect. You can get the news of the day from all over the world. There's anything that humankind put down as information, whether it be music, movie, still black or white colour pictures, text, it's all there.
What's your vision of long term, the percentage of Ipswich people that will be accessing this project?
Well, I think it's the same as any other technology. You know, as everyone remembers clearly, we used to laugh about plastic money. Now everyone's got several plastic cards and they use it quite regularly. It's the same with video machines, television sets, telephones, radios. I believe that it's not too far away where everyone in the city will be accessing our web and our global information links, both locally, between schools, between businesses, between government services and overseas. One of our really exciting projects in the educational field is to link overseas schools with our schools here to help them with their language studies, with their cultural studies, geography, and just cultural exchanges generally.